Welcome to Enlightenment of Change with Connie Whitman of Whitman & Associates. Here's Connie.
Welcome to Enlightenment of Change on webtalkradio.net. I'm your host, Connie Whitman. So as you listen weekly to the show, I hope between myself and my guests and the tips and ideas and strategies that we share that you're able to implement them immediately to change whatever aspect you're looking to change in your life. And hopefully, since this is a business show, that we're really talking from that business perspective. But what I have found is that when I change something on the professional side, usually I have to start with changing something on my personal side. And we're going to talk about that today. Additionally, if you're loving the show and you watch us on YouTube, please subscribe. Please write a review. I love your comments. I love when you share love with me. I've used love a lot in that sentence. If you listen to me on a podcast app, whether it's Apple Podcasts, Stitcher, any of the others, please write a review and rate me. I would love that. I would love to build some momentum with that and gain a bigger following. So thank you so much for all the love and support that you guys show me all the time. So my motivational quote today is by one of my favorite humans that have ever walked this earth, and it's Dr. Wayne Dyer. And he says, if you change the way you look at things, the things you look at change. And this is one of my all-time favorite quotes. And the question I ask you to start thinking about as we position the show and our topic today is, do you believe that if you change the way you look at things, that truly the world in front of you will change? And do you believe that you have this power within you right here, right now to change your thoughts? These are pretty profound and really super important questions to ask yourself and for you to understand, but I think at the core to also believe that our thoughts really do become our reality. So I'm hoping you're choosing wisely every day. Now, my guest today is Kim Linde, and Kim is a holistic healing coach, board certified music therapist, which I think is so cool, and a woman on a mission to help awakening women creatives all over the world break free from their life rut, discover who they are at the soul level, and fully embody their power and abundance. She spent over a decade in the personal development industry, teaching, coaching, mentoring, and guiding others to find meaning in their lives and take the next step on their path so that they can realize their dreams. She loves singing, drumming, being in nature, reading, meditating, and playing with her three-year-old daughter. So please help me welcome Kim to the show. So Kim, thanks so much for being on and taking the time from your day.
Thank you so much, Connie. It's a pleasure to be here.
Yeah, and we were just talking. Kim and I, guys, were just talking before the show because she owns a business, right? I own a business. And I said that, you know, this is on the business platform, so we need to talk about our professional lives as well. And I said to Kim, what she's doing out there is really needed. And just like I said in my intro, I think we need to kind of shift how we personally think so that we could become supercharged and super powerful in our professional lives. So first question, Kim, what brought you to kind of just start this whole work? What was your, you know, initial thrust?
Oh my goodness. That's a loaded question, but it's so important. I think it started because I grew up with a very limited perspective of the world. It was an abusive household, so I did not know how to make friends. I didn't know who I was. I didn't know how to be. And as I ventured out and went to college and started discovering like personal development courses and things like that, that's where I felt alive. I discovered that that's where I felt like I was at home. And that's where I first felt the call to start speaking to others and share inspiration with others. It started with inspiration. That was my first thought. And as I went down that path and started learning and growing more and more, I fell in love with the coaching industry and discovered that my message of empowerment and helping women to come into themselves is so, so needed. And it's just been like one thing has led to the other. I just kind of keep going. And the more I go along, I'm finding more women who are drawn to this kind of work. And when they go in and get deep inside and find themselves, they're discovering that they can do pretty much anything. They can launch a new business if they want to, or they can have a better relationship with their families. It's just been like a domino effect. It just keeps flowing. So now I'm on fire. Now I'm like ready to share it with everyone because I see the transformation that happens.
Yeah. And you just said something so cool. And I hope the listeners picked up on it. You said it's like fire, right? Like it's blazing. That's when you're in flow, right? That you know, like, yeah, man, this is what I should be doing. This, I found my place. And I just also want to comment. It was interesting when I was in college and I think it was undergraduate. It could have been my graduate degree. I don't remember now, but I was asked to write a paper about whatever the topic was. So back then, I'm old, Kim. I had to go to the library, you know, use the Dewey Decimal System. I know the kids listening are going, what the heck is Connie talking about? But anyway, I picked up a book and it happened to be Zig Ziglar. And anybody doesn't know Zig Ziglar, he has passed from this life, unfortunately, because he was a brilliant businessman, but a brilliant inspirational, person, I think, and he changed my life. So I was, you know, 20 years old or 21 years old, and I read his book and it was like it spoke to my soul about how that positive energy, how those affirmations, and he's a business dude, right? I was a business major, and that idea of going within to be great without, wow, like it was like a lightning bolt that hit me. And of course, I went on to read, I completed the paper, but I went on to read everything Zig Ziglar had to write. And then from there, you know, you learned about Brian Tracy. And from there, you know, Dr. Wayne Dyer. And you know, and the list goes on and on and on. Everything we're talking about, it's absolutely within us, but it's how we bring it out in the world through our business or through our professional lives. And the other thing I wanted to comment on, you and I, we do a lot of networking, have to as a business owner. And whenever I go to women only kind of networking events, I find that when we get into the groups to share our 30-second commercial, that there are so many women out there who don't own their power, who haven't found their voice yet because they make excuses. You know, well, I got divorced, so that's why I started my business. Is that why you started your business? You know, just because you could have gone out and got a job. So clearly you started a business for another reason. So we get in our own head, we get in our own way to try to find that voice and that power. So that's, I think that's why when you and I met at a networking, it was a digital networking, there was something that we kind of connected and thought, yeah, man, we got to do a show, right? Because this is an important topic for women. But guys that are listening, this taps into you too. And I, this is my next question, Kim. Do you find, I know you specialize with women, men can use it as well, but do you find that women are typically more open than guys or not? I don't know. I'm just curious.
So far from what I have found, yeah. There's been a couple guys that have, that are colleagues of mine that we've been in similar programs together, and they've been very, very, very open. So I think that it might be shifting for the men out there that they're starting to realize that it's okay to share your emotions and to share your thoughts and feelings and what's really going on the inside.
Yeah.
Because by the way, us women, we love that, you know, like that's
it's sexy, that's baby. Kind of, right, Kim? It's sexy.
It is. It is. So be open. That's what we want.
There's your answer, men. That's it. We solved your problem. The show's over, right? So here's a funny thing. I just recently, because in my business, right, I've been in business 20 years, been in financial sales for 38 years. I published a book, you know, during COVID because everything went digitized. My business literally took a screeching halt. So I had all this time to create this digital platform, created a masterclass, all these things, book it, international bestseller. You know, I'm on media, Fox, ABC, all this great authority stuff. And I went on a webinar. Actually, it was a weekend summit from 12 noon my time on East Coast to midnight. And it was 3 days. It was a Saturday, Sunday, and Monday. And it was about building your authority, but leveraging it to monetize what you're doing. And for me, what that means is getting out there more to help more people. And of course, getting paid for that, right? Because we all have to make a living. And the gentleman, and this is why I'm saying this, you'll understand why I'm going down this road. His name is Michael Neely. Shout out to my buddy, Michael. But he is truly a conscious minded business owner. And I have been on these webinars, I'm sure as you have, and they're all, you know, hey, hire me as your coach, hire me as your business coach. And I just never bit the bullet, even though I knew I had blind spots because something wasn't connecting with me. And I listened to my intuition. Like he checked every box for me. And by the end, I was like, yeah, I got to hire this guy. Of course, I talked to my husband because I don't spend that kind of money without, you know, my husband being mindful of it as well and okay with it. He's a delight. He's truly one of the men who have tapped into his own intuition, sensitivity, vulnerability. And it makes him just this amazing, awesome business coach, right? To bring me to the next level, to help me own my authority, all of the things that we're talking about today as women. So I really hope, guys, if you're listening, tap into it because it's powerful stuff we're talking about here. And it'll make your business grow too, because now we're listening to intuition and things feel right. You're going to make better decisions faster, I think, anyway, right? I want to step one more thing, Kim. I want to ask you, you talked about your background and then in college kind of finding this platform and thinking, hey, I'm home, right? What was your inspiration, or can you share maybe a little bit of your transformation? Because I think people understand stories, right? Like I just shared, I hired a business coach, right? And I'm a business coach. Why do you hire a business coach? Because by the way, we all have blind spots. So what was your transformation? I think that will help the listeners kind of understand.
Yeah. I remember actually the moment that all of this kind of came into my mind. I think I had just recently graduated college. I was going to my very first national conference for a direct sales company. I'd never been to a conference before, and it was so inspirational. And they showed just all these messages about like, you can do it and look at the lifestyle you can have if you just work and believe in yourself and all of that. And at the end of the conference, they showed like a video that highlighted all of the things that had happened. And they showed the founder and CEO coming out on stage, and they showed it from the stage view. So they showed it with her going out and seeing the audience. And when I saw that image, I felt it all over my body. I felt it in my gut. I totally felt like, that's me. And I immediately pushed it down because I was like, what, me? Like, I'm a quiet, shy person. What would I speak on? So I immediately shut it down. But I remember that was the moment that stuck with me where I felt like, this is what I'm meant to do. And then I continued to listen to people like Zig Ziglar, like you said, and Tony Robbins and Thomas. So what's his last name? I forget. But there's so many inspirational and motivational people out there. And I started listening to them every single day. You can find them on YouTube. I listen every single day. And through that process, I was able to change my mindset and the way I look at the world and my belief system. And that's really what started the whole thing. It was just seeing that vision and then going through the process day by day by day by day. And so the transformation really happened slowly. You know, a lot of people talk about a transformational experience where like their life just changed in an instant. For me, I feel like there's been little changes and then incremental changes along the way.
Yeah.
Where it just keeps changing as I go.
Yeah. I think I'm the same. When I hit 40, see, it's when you're ready to hear it, right? So I had been in business maybe about a year. My kids were 1 and 4, so they were babies. And 40 years old, something hit, and I think it was Natalie Ledwell. I'm not really sure who I love, but they something hit my inbox about the law of attraction. I was fascinated. I'm like, I've never heard of this. So I read and I thought, and it was like a $10 program. I bought it and I did it. And I thought, oh, this is fascinating. And, you know, affirmations and a vision board. And I tried all of the different things that they recommended. And what do you think happened, right? The universe gives you what you start looking at. More and more and more and more stuff started finding me in my inbox because it was all emails back then. I don't even know if Facebook was a thing. I mean, that's how long ago it was. And little by little, so the transfer, it was like an aha moment, but then it was like, ooh, I can implement that. Ooh, I can implement that. And the other fascinating thing, now, obviously, I feel like I'm a holistic entrepreneur or a holistic business owner. I have a foot in both worlds. I truly believe that we have to listen to our intuition, universe, call it what you want, right? But we have to come from that healthy, honest, human, kind love, right? I call it love oftentimes. Perspective, that vibration, that higher vibration. And then that's how we create magic in our business. So I'll just share with you really funny. My book, Talking of Love, because love is the highest vibration that we can be in as humans, right? So the first sentence in my book, Kim, says, if you're not selling from a place of love, you're doing it wrong. And then the second sentence says, for those of you who don't know who Connie Whitman is, you're all saying this chick's out of her mind. And I said, read on. So that you'll understand. But it's true. I think that when we come from this holistic, this loving place, no matter who we're communicating with, me, it's clients, right? To make, so I can make a sale, but it's always coming from that helpful place. And I just want to back up with women. Oftentimes when I talk to women, they have so many blocks about sales. So they say, well, I'm really good at marketing and I'm really good at copywriting and I'm really good at my biz, my holistic, what I do, but when I get in front of the, I feel like I should give it away. Why should you give it away? Right? If you're resonating and that person wants to work with you, they're choosing you, they know they're going to pay you for that option. You're not supposed to give it away free. So do you find that a lot, that people are so afraid? And I think because sales has such a negative word, but for me, sales is sharing your love. And how you can move the needle and help someone create more, better, faster, easier, whatever it is in their life. So why is sharing love a bad thing? You know, I don't know. What do you find with your clients that you deal with? Like, do they go, oh, I can't sell myself. Oh, I can't do that. Do you find that?
Yeah. Especially if something's happening where they don't trust themselves.
Yeah.
And because most of the time it's that there's a worthiness issue going on. They don't feel that they are worthy enough or have enough value to share that people are going to want to pay for.
Yeah.
And you hit the nail on the head when you said that sales is love. Because I had the same block when I was trying to figure out how to be a coach and how to be an entrepreneur, because I didn't see myself as an entrepreneur. And one of my mentors, Karina Stewart, says sales is service. So she doesn't call it making sales. She calls it making a love offering. So when you truly believe in what you have to offer, whether you're sharing your gifts, you're sharing your energetic gifts or whatever it is you have to sell. And when you share it from that place of love, because you know it's going to transform someone's life, you're offering them an opportunity to step into that. And when you charge for it, this is so powerful. When you charge for it, you give them permission to create an opportunity for them to break through something for themselves.
Exactly.
If you lower your prices, then what you're saying to them is, I don't believe in you and your ability to create the resource for yourself.
That's right.
To step into this experience.
That's right.
But when you hold them in that space and you're like, no, this is the price, you know, and you allow them to step into that, then they get to become empowered and create that resource for themselves. And that will spiral their success even more. It'll help them explode.
Yeah. And you just said something so interesting. And I think part of the problem is we think, because oftentimes, what's the first thing people say to you? Oh, I can't afford that. And here's my response, and here's what your response has to be. Say, okay, if you're not ready for it, I'm cool with that, right? There's somebody behind you that is ready to learn from me. But here's the thing. Whatever we're offering, if we believe it, and oh, by the way, we have proof because, oh, I've done it with 1,000 other people, that the return on investment for that person, you know, if you're charging $500 and in 2 weeks, they could turn around with, you know, building their beliefs in your case, right? That belief system. And all of a sudden that 500, they can parlay that into 5,000. Why are you afraid to charge that $500? Their return on investment from you helping them is exponential. So, and I say that all the time, right? I pay whatever my clients pay me. Their return on investment is immediate And it's 10, 20, 30, you know, depending on how hard they go into the execution, right? Because you have to actually do something to implement what you, myself, whoever we're coaching or teaching, the return on investment's there. So why are we afraid to say, well, this is what's going to cost you. But hey, on the flip side, you're going to earn 10, 15, 20, 30% on your return on investment. We forget it's business. It's numbers. Because it's my gift and I should be giving it away. No, you shouldn't. If you're going to help other people make money, why are you being the doormat? Right? That's really what we're kind of talking about. So I love that you had that aha moment for yourself. And here's my next question. So everybody's listening going, yeah, there's a million of these holistic healers out there. What would you say is your definition of a holistic healing, and what's your approach, or what do you think? Maybe the question is, what sets you apart from all the noise out there?
Yeah, that's such an important question.
It is.
Because everyone has their own thought of what they feel holistic healing is. They're like, oh, well, it's body, mind, and spirit. But that's what most people say. But I take it a step further. I say it's your body, mind, and spirit, and it's your soul. So I take it to a multidimensional level. And the very first thing that we work on is soul, what I call soul activations, where we go inside, we do some energy work and some healing at that deep, deep, deep soul level, which originates in your heart. And once we do that, people start to open up with the other quadrants, if you will, the mental and the emotion. All of that starts to fall into place. Because your soul is what's driving it's the show. Your soul's in the driver's seat. And we forget how to tap into the soul and our divine intuition, because we're always receiving guidance.
Totally.
We forget how to do that until we get what I've come to know, I call it being activated. You get activated in your soul and you receive these messages. You kind of welcome your light in. And I have a whole process, you know, where I lead people through that experience. And from there, they start to dream again. And they start to have visions again about what they want their life or their business to look like. And then we start to do the mindset work. And then if necessary, depending on what's happening for them in their lives, we might go into the physical. They might have something physical going on with their health. And I got a little story to share with you.
I'd love it.
about self-care. You had mentioned that so often we forget about the self-care. And I'm really, really big on self-care. In fact, my mentor says self-care equals wealth, which I've come to believe that. And it was last year that I really had a massive breakthrough in my ability to keep myself accountable and to make things happen in my life. I had been gaining weight progressively ever since college, slowly and surely kept creeping up there. So last February, 2019, last February, I found myself at 180 pounds and I was creeping up to go to 200. And I went to the doctor for my annual checkup. And the first thing that she said to me was like, well, it looks like maybe we should think about putting you on medication and do some tests because your weight's going up and whatever. And I was so disheartened because I felt like she didn't even ask. And this isn't her fault. Doctors don't know this. You know, she didn't ask about my health, my eating habits, my physical exercise, my stress level, like none of that. It was immediately, let's go to medication. And I was like, all right, well, thank you for your information. I opted not to get the test. I did some research. I found a way to heal myself holistically. And by Christmas of last year, I had released 40 pounds.
Wow.
So, and I did that just by changing my diet and increasing my physical activity. But the thing I learned, Connie, this is huge, was commitment and consistency are key. I had to be willing to be the person who would do that. I had to be willing to put myself first and make sure that self-care was a priority in my life. So each and every moment of each and every day, I was making these decisions about like, okay, I don't need to eat that cookie. I don't need to have that piece of cake. Let me have some healthy veggies. And when I didn't feel like working out in the morning, I was like, no, this is my schedule. Let me stick with it. Let me just do it. And as a result, I won second place in a contest, a health contest. So I did receive some financial reward for that, which was awesome.
Nice.
And then everything started unleashing with my business after that. And here's why. It's because I had proven to myself that I knew how to stay committed to something and to take consistent action. So that, like, I now really push self-care, especially with entrepreneurs, because we have to become the people who are willing to be the example. We can't be coaching our clients to take care of themselves if we're not doing the work too. Like, we have to be the example.
You're right.
And we have to be at our highest vibration in order to serve them.
That's right. That's
like
right.
You said, love is the highest vibration. And I absolutely know that and believe that. And it's part of what I teach is you have to raise your energetic frequency and your vibrational state in order to serve your clients. So that's number one. That's what I focus
on. And it's funny because we put our self-care last. I have to do this. I have to do that. I have to do this. I have to do that. Well, that's great. But if you're not healthy to do this and that and this and that, nothing is going to move forward, right? You end up in trouble, really. Because if you're not healthy, then you're really, really in trouble. And you know what? Here's the deal, Kim. I fall into that too. Oh, I have this. I was doing when I was telling you about my coach, he had run it from noon my time, because he's West Coast, I'm East Coast, to midnight 3 days in a row. And then, oh, by the way, the next week I had full weeks coaching, training. You know, my week was jammed, meetings at night. You know, I was working from 7 a.m. till 8 p.m. And finally my husband said, and I have another one this coming weekend. And he's like, are you going to sleep? And I'm like, yeah. But, you know, I have to take advantage of these opportunities. But at some point you have to say, okay, I can't do anymore. I can't do another long weekend like this, because it's hurting me physically, mentally, and emotionally, because I don't have time to catch up on anything else. So we really have to pick and choose and be mindful of the choice we make. It goes back to Wayne Dyer's quote, right? If you change the way you look at things, the things in front of you will change, but you have to commit to changing something. It doesn't happen by accident. I love your word commitment. When I coach, or I teach coaching, right, to leaders, you know, who have salespeople under them. And I always say, they let the people say, okay, I'll try that. And I stop and I say, no, what are you willing to commit to? You have to commit to doing something every day. And I call it consistently, persistently, for 30 days. And then after about 30 days, usually, unless it's super, super complicated, what we're asking to shift, sometimes it could take longer, but on average about 30 days of doing it every day though. So what will you commit to? Not what will I try. I try to lose weight. You're never going to lose weight. I commit to losing weight. There's just this shift just with that word commitment. So I was really glad you shared that, because I say that a lot. You have to commit to what you want. And then the commitment becomes how you act. And then the action becomes a result. And then that's how you get the result, right? It's all connected. I mean, this is all logical stuff. People don't know how to find the logic when we're in the throes, we truly lose that vision of the forest from the trees. We get stuck in the minutiae. So we need people like you, like me, to help guide out of that to create what is the first commitment. And, you know, usually it's starting small, like you said, starting with the eating, and then the business stuff came. So do you see with your clients that they're faced with the same challenges? Like, do they all struggle with a lot of things? And then before they come, like, where do they get to say, all right, Kim, I need your help. Let's do this.
Usually they've tried other ways of healing. It's interesting. I have like kind of two sets of people that come to me. I have a group of people that are having health issues and they want to lose weight. They want to eat better. And it's more like physical focused. And then I have a group of people that feel stuck and they don't know what to do. And most recently, especially during the past few months with COVID, I've been having all these people that are like, they're like close to retirement age, or maybe they've been released from a job or something. So something has happened that has made their lives kind of turn upside down. And then they're like, well, what do? I don't know what to do now. And they feel a sense of dissatisfaction. They feel like they've lost their sense of purpose in their life. They don't know. They don't even know what kind of help they need. They just know they feel stuck. And so we usually go through a process. I like to start off with meditations to help them tune in. And once they tune in, they start to gain that sense of clarity. I had one woman who, she is an energetic channel. Like, she channels kind of truth and wisdom from source. And she already has a business. But she went through my course back in the spring, which was all about learning how to trust, like trust yourself and trust the source.
Sure.
And she, by the end of the course, she was channeling these messages consistently, and she was writing them out on paper. And she was actually thinking of launching like a new aspect of her business.
Cool.
That was all about channeling.
Cool.
And sharing these divine messages. And I was like, you should go for it. Like, if this is what you're being called to do,
it's cool.
You follow the calling.
Yeah.
Yeah.
You have to tap into that though. So hopefully clearly she started listening. So, and that's when the magic, like, you have an idea and you think like, where'd that come from? It's like a really good idea, but it's source, it's intuition, whatever people want to call it, but it's listening to, and this is the thing, you know, I love the image, and I know you've seen this a million times, right? The iceberg. We, our conscious mind, is the little tip of the iceberg. Our subconscious is all of that mountain that's underneath the water that you don't even see. That's what's running our life underneath the water. And yet we're like, no, my conscious mind, that's our ego, right? My conscious mind is saying, our conscious mind is like this, right? The subconscious is like this. And when we can learn to tap into that subconscious, we all have the answer within us. We just don't know how to tap it, right? And that's, we do. Sometimes, like, I hired this business coach. I know I have blind spots. And as he says things, I look at him and I go, mm-hmm, I know. And he goes, what'd you do about it? Absolutely nothing, you know, because, and here's the reason. I knew it, but I didn't know what to do with it. That's his job. He's an expert in these other things, right? I'm an expert in sales. He's an expert in other things. And then when he says, okay, this is going to be the first step, I look at him and I go, oh yeah, that makes sense. I could do that. I wouldn't have thought of that on my own because that's not my expertise. Even if you see the blind spot, we don't always know how to move forward with that blind spot. So identifying something's great. To me, that's half the battle. The execution piece is, I think, where we need help. And I think that's why the people are finding you or finding me or whoever it is that can help them clearly see whatever the obstacle is or situation, and then really put the place of the execution. Because really, the execution is where the result happens. For me, it's always about, well, what are we going to do about it? I want to get a result for you. Let's figure out how to do that within capacity. And then, you know, sometimes we have to teach. Like you said, you have a course that takes them through. You don't just say, tap into your intuition. You can do it. People are like, huh? What? Like, what does that mean? So you have a course, right, that takes them through. And then by the end, this woman clearly tapped into her divine whatever and was able to elevate. We're out of time, but I really, really quickly, can you give people listening, I love when my guests give them one tip. What's one tip they can implement today after they finish listening to the show?
Yes. Can I give two?
Sure. I love overachievers, of course.
Yes. Very first thing is, I would say, if they can tune in and if they download my gift on my website, holistichealingcoaching.com, it guides them through this process. But number one, they got to learn how to tune in. So just to talk you through it really quickly, you start off by pretending you're breathing through your heart. And then you imagine that there is a light coming out of your heart. Allow that to fill and expand through you. Then you imagine love and feel that emotion flowing out through you. Next is a heart spiral. We call it a heart spiral. That's what Karina Stewart teaches, my mentor. And you imagine it's an energy spiral coming out of your heart in a clockwise motion from your view. And then you bring God into it. it or a source or whatever you call it, and you create a sound because your voice creates. Your voice will manifest in your physical reality. So you create a sound. Usually people go om, you know, like in yoga. And just going through that process, but slowly and intentionally, will help you tune in and start to hear and experience and feel divine source and a presence. So that's number one. And then the second tip I have, which is like so easy, you should do this every day. Write down as many things as you can that you're grateful for every single day.
Yeah.
That was one of the homework assignments I had in my, that's what I have in all of my courses. Actually, you write down what you're grateful for every single day, because just like love, gratitude is one of the highest vibrations that we can experience. And when you are focused on that in conjunction with tapping and tuning into source, it's going to raise your frequency, which will help you get these results that you're looking for in all these aspects of your life.
I love it. And I, you know, the gratitude journal, I think, is so important. They have so many beautiful ones out there because it's a thing now that people are ready for, right? So now, of course, they're mass producing these gratitude journals. But I crack up because I do that every night and I wake up. What am I grateful for? And usually they differ from the evening, because the evening I reflect on the day and I'll make a list like, oh, that cup of coffee was really good this morning. You know, whatever it is, like the little things I'm grateful for. I had a great conversation. I had a great show with like somebody like you. And then the next morning I'm grateful for, maybe my son's coming home from college or whatever's coming. Right. So you have all of those pieces of gratitude in your mind. And the funny thing is, the more you do it, all of a sudden you could be overwhelmed with gratitude. And I shared this on another show. It's worth repeating. Sometimes my husband and I were in the car going to my sister's or going over to my mom's or his mom, just like a mundane whatever, going to Home Depot. And all of a sudden, and you don't plan for this, guys, I'll look over at him and he'll go, what's the matter? And I'll say, I love our life. Like, I love you. I love our kids. Like, we have everything. Oh my God. And like, sometimes I get welded up and I don't cry. So he knows like, holy crap, she's feeling it, man. And I laugh and I say like, wow. In this moment right here, right now, my heart is just exploding with gratitude. And I can't tell you why it happens, when it happens. And so now he looks at me and he goes, we're grateful. And I go, yeah, my heart's exploding. And he goes, I can see it. And you know, it becomes a joke, but it happens. I'm telling you, in the Home Depot, like the most mundane, weirdest places, that you're overcome with, holy crap, life is, and listen, and Kim, and I know you too, you talked about your transformation and we were talking about this before. We've all got shit we're dealing with, right? I got crap I'm dealing with. You got crap you're dealing with. I'm not saying I have the perfect life. That's not what I'm saying. It's perfect for me. Everything I have, everything I create with my husband and my kids, it matters to me, right? That's what we're talking about. There's no perfect life, peeps. That's the reality out there, right? Shit happens. But how do you come from this place of the vibrational love and gratitude? It's powerful stuff. And I don't know, has that ever happened to you where like you're overwhelmed in the most mundane places, right?
Yes. And if I could challenge you, if you've ever tried this, Connie, this is really cool too. In addition to your gratitude journal, have you ever tried being grateful for things you don't have yet?
Oh, sure. Manifestation, baby. Oh gosh, yeah. Oh yeah. I manifest all over the place. You kidding me? Well, yes. Really quick story. I know we're running out of time, but we're out of time actually. My kids played hockey in this one rink. It was horrible. And in the snow, you'd be slipping and sliding down this big hill. So on the parkway, the Garden State Parkway in New Jersey, I'd say to my husband, "Ooh, wait, let me talk to my angels." And he's like, yeah, go ahead. And I'd say, okay, come on, we want a spot. I don't want to slip and get hurt. I have a lot to do. Like, find that spot for me right in front. And he's like, no way. There's like 12 games going on. Never going to find a spot. I'm like, okay, all right. So we get there and I, come on, angels, do your magic, right? And this would be the conversation of the car. We pull in and there's five cars in front of us. He looks at me and he goes, your angels aren't working for you. I have faith. And we'll pull all the five cars in front of us will pass. All of a sudden, someone will put their lights on that they're backing up. And I just look at him and he goes, you're a witch. I go, I'm manifesting, baby. A simple parking spot. I mean, it sounds so simple, but that's, you can start with little fun things like that. And then when you start manifesting, you're like, wait, I think I'm on to something. I'm like, I know there's going to be a spot there. It's there. It's waiting for us. Pshaw. What are you talking about? And then when it would happen, I'm telling you, we'd go, you're a witch. You scare me when you do these things, right? It's manifesting.
Right. As long as you believe it. Because you believe it when you do that, right?
You're yes.
Not sitting there saying, I hope. I
no.
hope there's a spot.
I'm like, come on. Come on, peeps. Get me. Give me that spot. It. And I visualize which spot I want, which is even funnier. Because I'm like, oh, yeah, we're going to pull in. We're going to get that spot. That's the one. That's the one. And he just laughs at me. He's like, you're a crazy person. You know that? It's just the universe gives us what we need. And I go back to Wayne Dyer. When you change your thoughts, the world in front of you literally changes. You get a parking spot, right? It can be as easy as that. So yeah, it's so funny. I, that's a good challenge though for everybody listening. Do something silly and believe it, visualize it. And it's just funny. The more you do it, the easier it becomes to manifest these simple, ridiculous things, but you can manifest some pretty darn incredible things too. We're out of time and I apologize for going over. Email. You have more information. You want more Kim in your life? Go to Kim@HolisticHealingCoaching.com. Go to her website, HolisticHealingCoaching.com. And she does have a free gift for you guys. It's harmonic healing activation, free on her website. Go check it out. Thank you for sharing that with my peeps, as well. I love giving free things away. Guys, I give free things away too because I love you all. Go to WhitmanAssoce.com and I have a resource page. I have free downloads. The show is there. Another great free resource for you guys. You could contact me if you want to be a guest on the show. You're a business person and want to be a guest on the show and share your story. There's a podcast application. Everything. Go to WhitmanAssoce.com. Peruse around and see the cool things that I'm offering free. And then my masterclasses if you want more of me. I'd love to work with you. So check that out as well. Kim, you are a delight. Thank you so much for being on. And I love your perspective of this holistic approach of self to create what we want to be, you know, especially on the professional side and helping people define what that next step in business is for them or after retirement or what, you know, whatever, right? That's the magic of what you're doing. So thank you so much for being on and sharing and just a lot of fun. I had a lot of fun with you. I hope you had fun as well.
Oh, yeah. It was awesome. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Really a pleasure getting to know you. You guys, I hope you will join me weekly as we question, build, and discover together that no matter what change you're going through or what new thing you want to create in your life, we've got you, my guests, and I always have tips and ideas that you can use immediately after the show to help you create that action, to create the results that you're actually looking for. Kim, thank you again for being an amazing guest. Really appreciate it. And I can't wait for everybody to listen to the show. And you guys, you've been listening to Enlightenment of Change with me, your host, Connie Whitman, on webtalkradio.net. I really wish you all a wonderful, inspired week. And just open your mind to what's possible. And that's where the magic is. Thanks, everybody.